This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Well, the person who's actually leading this amazing, amazing festival,
yes,
an amazing weekend, Teresa Kashu, who is the CEO of Mardi Gras, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Good morning to you, Therese.
Good morning. We made it. We're here.
Yeah, you did. And look, for a minute, I thought that we were not going to speak with you today. So what is keeping you absolutely frenetic this morning?
Well, I had to make a frantic trip to Bunnings to be...
To Bunnings!
Yeah, we had a little VIP... venue emergency, which only Bunnings could fix. So I've done that. I've ticked that off.
Did you get a sausage while you're out there?
No, I'm running around like a headless chook this morning. But look, we've been up all night praying to the glitter gods, and it worked.
There you go.
The weather's looking good. It's, yeah. You know, I want to ask Therese, in 1978, because I'm a 78er, I would never have imagined that all these years later, Mardi Gras would be such a huge event in terms of... John Borghetti earlier was talking about how many people it brings to Australia. We're speaking to Gladys Berejiklian later. How many people it brings, what it means for business and for tourism, but what it actually means to our community and to the broader community... And all these years on, you know, we're coming up for 40 years, makes me feel very old, that, you know, it's there. And I've got to say, Mardi Gras has, in my opinion, regained its mojo in terms of what Mardi Gras is about. It's, I've always said, it's not just about a party and having fun. It's about standing up and being proud and being counted.
Look, that is so true. And... You know, we're 40 next year. You're right.
Wow.
It's quite extraordinary. And when you think about that history and that this organisation is built on the bones of social justice, that's where it began. And 39 years later, we are the biggest LGBTQI parade and festival in the world. And I think, you know, people more than ever, and this year I've really, we have all felt it, it's a groundswell. There's a real groundswell here that people want to have their say. People want to speak out for diversity. And look, we acknowledge how far we've come. We've come a long way since 1978. But when we turn around and we face the future, we together, and all of us are on this journey together, we've got some way to go here for equality.
Therese, I'm going to ask this to other guests that we have on today as well, but why is it that so many corporates are now coming out and supporting our communities?
Look, everyone that we work with in a corporate has a dedicated internal LGBTQI, either a program or some have policies, some have frameworks. And these floats, this activation, is actually, it comes from the volunteers, it comes from the staff. And it's about our community. Like, we can't deny that every organisation that we work with is diverse. So, you know, And they want to be out and proud about that, and they want to support diversity. And if you look at ANZ, they're a perfect example. Like, we've been working with ANZ for 11 years, and I'm not sure if you've seen their beautiful activation this year.
Well, how could you not? How could you miss it, Therese? I mean, there wouldn't be a social media site that's been completely flooded by it.
Yep, and that's volunteer driven by ANZ staff.
And interestingly enough, ANZ itself has been doing some research in this space, and they've surveyed the community, and they've actually found that LGBTI people are three times more likely to be less inclined to want to actually hold hands with their partner in public.
That's right, yeah.
Now, how shameful is that, that in 2017 we are still saying to people, you can't hold hands in public?
Yeah, or they just feel that they can't hold hands in public. It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing.
You know, but we are just so heartened by everyone that wants to, you know, be part of this really important dialogue that we're having. And Mardi Gras always has been, you know, what we do as an organisation and why we exist is we present the stages and the platforms for our community, our agencies, you know, our artists to have their say and to tell their stories. And that's why we are there.
So what are you looking forward to this weekend most of all?
The end of it.
apart from the lie down.
Yes.
Look, I just can't wait to see the parade start and then to see that last float come on, because I just know how hard everyone works, and all those community groups on the smell of an oily rag do just an extraordinary, beautiful job, and they're all so dedicated, and I just want it to be the best for them.
Therese, I've marched a couple of times, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting, but once you get out there, it is the most exhilarating experience you could ever
have. It's everyone's rock star moment.
It is, actually. And you know, I do recommend to everybody that's listening out there today, at least once in your lifetime, it's like the Hajj. You have to do it. You know, It's the LGBTI Hajj. Every LGBTI person really needs to get some glitter out, get out there and march.
Absolutely.
I like that, Tess. Therese, so coming up to 40, just briefly, got some big stuff planned for 40 as well?
Yeah, look, the 40th is such an important year for us to celebrate that milestone. And we want to bring everyone home for the 40th. I think that's sort of, I can't give too much away, but that's our plan. Everyone, all those wonderful people that have worked with us over the last 40 years, we want to find them and we want to bring them home.
Wow. Wow. Tell us, before we do let you go and complete your Bunnings excursion, the theme this year, what's the theme?
Creating equality is our theme. And, of course, you know, that's creating equality for everyone. And, of course, you know, that includes marriage equality. That's certainly it. But it's not just marriage equality under that theme. It's making sure that every Australian has the possibility of equality here. You know, and under that very long list is, you know, safe schools for our children and looking at mental health for our young people. You know, we still lose a lot of our young people to suicide, and it's just not acceptable.
But let's not forget the older people.
Thanks, Tess.
I'm quite serious. I read an amazing piece on the plane last night, thanks to Virgin I got here. But I read this amazing thing on the plane last night about the mental health that young people are experiencing, but we're sort of forgetting older people. And, you know, all of a sudden we've got, you know, our generation are now entering into age and aged care facilities, and we haven't quite finished working all that out yet.
No, and that's certainly a top priority for Mardi Gras, is to make sure that we're looking after our elders, and they are our elders, including our 70-80s. And, you know, there's a big group of that part of the community that are so important to Mardi Gras.
We can talk more about that leading into the 40th birthday. What do you reckon? Hey, Therese, look, thank you for taking a little bit of time in your incredibly hectic and, you know, crisis management sort of morning to speak with us. I hope the rest of the day is really cool for you. We're going to take a short break.
Because guess what? There is more.
And happy Mardi Gras to you, Therese.
Happy Mardi Gras. Absolute pleasure. Speak soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.